I want to congratulate you, number one, on being on the cover of the November 2022 Downbeat magazine.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're so humble. You've always been so humble. And you're also elected to the Downbeat Hall of Fame. Of course, we know you're also an NEA master and also Grammy nominated as well on
who?
Several.
Oh, you mean?
You said who? Yes, Grammy nominated. You, Mr. Barron. I mean, at this point in your career, what does that feel like? What do you think about that?
Well, I'm very honored. I'm very honored and humbled, actually. I'm very happy at this point in my life. I'll be 80 next year, so it's nice. It's a nice feeling.
Now, your current trio, Kiyoshi Kitagawa on bass, Jonathan
right.
Blake on drums. Jonathan, we literally have watched him grow up, which is just amazing.
Oh, I know.
It makes me feel old, you know. How long has that band been together?
It's been together for a while. Kiyoshi's been with me for over 20 years.
Wow.
You know, and Jonathan has got to be maybe 15 years. You know, but it's funny because I keep feeling I'm going to lose Jonathan soon.
No, don't say that.
No, I mean, you know, cause, and deservedly so, because he's very busy now, and he's working with a lot of different people, but he also is starting to do stuff with his own band, you know, and I think that's important for him to do,
yeah.
You know, because I've had the chance to hear his band. It's incredible. So
now you have a new CD coming out, a solo piano CD, and I recently read a quote where you said you tend to play it safe. How could you play it safe with solo piano? I think with something like that, I mean, everything is laid bare. You know, it's like, you know, being naked, so to speak.
Well, yeah. It is actually, I don't know, it is very difficult to play it safe. And actually, one of the things that happens for me when I play solo, that's the one time I get scared. You know, at least for the first tune or so, you know, my stomach gets tied up in knots. I get nervous.
Wow.
You know, once I start to play, it goes away. But you're aware that you're up there by yourself and nobody can cover for you. If you make a mistake, you're laid bare.
You generally do one solo piano on a lot of your recordings. And you've also recorded, I believe, two other solo piano records?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I do try and do at least one solo piece on every record, you know. Yeah, I think I have done two other solo recordings. One I actually did in Japan, and I don't know if it came out. I don't know if that's accessible too much here in the States.
Was this called Kenny Barron at the Piano?
No, that was for Don Schlitten.
Okay, yeah, I remember him, okay.
Yeah, I think that was for him. It was for, I don't know if it was called Muse Records then.
Now, what's the name of the new CD and what label is it on? Give us a little bit more information about the solo piano.
It's called The Source.
Okay.
And it'll be released, I think, on the 20th of January. A gentleman who used to be my producer, he was my producer for quite a few of the records I did on Verve.
Oh, wow,
on,
okay.
Jean-Philippe Allard.
Oh, I've heard him, yeah.
Paris. So I did it in Paris, and it was done in this very old, very really ornate and beautiful theater.
Mm.
And there was nobody in there, you know, except me and a couple of the staff. It was kind of nice. There I felt kind of comfortable because there was nobody there, you know. You know.
We will be looking forward to hearing you at the Newman Center. That's going to be on Thursday, February 2nd, 2023 at 7:30 p.m. I can't tell you just what a joy it is to speak with you after all this time. And
oh,
you know,
thank you so much.
And you're just a blessing to this music. You have always been a blessing to this music. And we are just so grateful for you. We really are.